Presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
From Kannapolis, North Carolina, tonight the final road stretch of the 2023 regular season. Game 1 of 12 begins at Granger Stadium. It's Game 1, the opener between the Woodpeckers and the Wood Ducks, coming at you on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hello, everybody, and welcome inside the visiting broadcast booth at Granger Stadium. Andrew Chapman, glad to be with you tonight for our radio broadcast exclusively on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. Thanks for making us a part of your Tuesday night plans. The Woodpeckers go on the road, first of 12 today, six games in Kinston and then six in Kannapolis today against the Down East Wood Ducks, who come in 61-48 overall, 24-24 in the second half of play. Fayetteville at 47-66, 17-31 in the second half, and trying to right the ship here on the road as they get away from Seger Stadium. If you weren't with us last week, the Woodpeckers struggled to grab more than just their one win in the opener against the Hillcats. They lost five in a row to close out the series and try and end a five-game skid. The Woodpeckers on a bit of a slump here as we close down the 2023 season with just 3 weeks to go. They've only won two of their last 15 games, and we'll try and take one in the opener tonight against the Texas Rangers affiliate, the Down East Wood Ducks, who have won 11 of 18 games this year. Fayetteville with a 7-11 record in the head-to-head series. And this week we wrap up the final six of 24 games in the head-to-head season series. Look forward to bringing the action tonight. It's the third rounder on the mound for Fayetteville. Right-hander Jake Bloss gets the start. He went three scoreless innings at home last week in his single-A debut, struck out four, looked really sharp in his first game of full-season pro ball. Opposite him, another right-hander, Luis Ramirez, 1-3 with a 4.01 ERA. The Woodpeckers and the Down East Wood Ducks, single-A affiliates of the Astros and the Rangers, are coming up in just moments. It is game 115 of the regular season out of 132 and road game number 55. The first of 12 this week on the road, six in Kinston, six in Kannapolis before the Woodpeckers return home for the final homestand beginning September 5th against the Charleston River Dogs. All that coming up next. First pitch at Granger Stadium around the corner on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned.
Keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Thank you.
down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Journey throws it deep left field. This ball's way back there. Tie game. Three run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He has driven home all three.
Line drive out into right field. Mantueta looking up. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history.
Woodpeckers baseball is live wherever you are. Tonight, our ball game on the road in Kinston, North Carolina, Granger Stadium, the opener of six between the Woodpeckers and the Wood Ducks, the Battle of the Birds here at Granger Stadium, game number 115 of the regular season, number 55 on the road, and we are glad to have you aboard. Andrew Chapman with you on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app, your exclusive home for this series. No TV feed in-house, so you have us on radio all week to follow along with the action. Also follow Woodpeckers' social media channels to keep up with the play tonight. Fayetteville leads off with Cam Fisher, the left-handed hitter. Bryce Matthews will follow, and then Luis Baez rounds out the top three. Cleanup hitter tonight, Garrett Gilmet. Luis Encarnacion bats fifth, Ryan Johnson sixth. The 7-9 are Paz Ferreras, Jackson Lofton, and Ricardo Below against down east right-hander Luis Ramirez. He gets the sign, kicks and pitches, and off we go. Fisher hits a deep fly right field over Scott's head and a one-hopper off the top of the wall. Fisher running hard down to second. He starts this game out with a double. Got a fastball center cut and timed it up beautifully. Scott turning his numbers to the infield quickly. You knew that was getting over his head. And it landed just short of the warning track on the fly to give Cam Fisher the leadoff base hit and start this ball game. Now it's Bryce Matthews. Matthews into the right side. Woodpeckers are in their alternate reds today that say the Ville across the chest, the black numbers on the backs, a black belt, gray pant. First pitch to Matthews, misses low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Luis Ramirez on the season, 1-3 with a 4.01 ERA, 14 games, 9 starts, 42 2/3 innings. He has struck out 45, walked 10, and given up 19 earned runs on the season. At the belt, looks towards second base, spins a slider down and away, and it is 2-0. This Woodpeckers offense coming into today ranking 10th in the Carolina League with a 226 combined average, but hit a lot of home runs, middle of the pack there. Luis Encarnacion hit the 73rd of the season for Fayetteville back on Sunday, and that's the sixth most in the league. Changeup misses low, and Bryce Matthews is ahead. Three balls and no strikes. Can wait for a perfect one here. Matthews hitting 210 on the year. Two home runs and seven RBIs. Fisher off of second base after his leadoff double. Here's the pitch, and it's low. Nothing there for Bryce Matthews in the zone, and he draws the walk on four pitches. And the first two Fayetteville hitters have reached base. Brings up Luis Baez. Luis Baez into the right side, the number two prospect in the Houston Astros system. And first step off for Luis Ramirez as he'll reset that pitch clock. Baez coming off of a 3-for-20 series. He did homer, hit a three-run home run over the weekend and walked three times as well. First pitch slider missed inside. And it is 1-0. Five straight balls for Luis Ramirez after he put one right in the middle of the zone that was whacked for the double. So Ramirez trying to settle in, and Woodpeckers with a prime scoring opportunity here in the opening inning. And Baez chops it over to third. It's grabbed by Figueroa, goes to the bag, throws across the diamond. A one-hopper is dug out, but not in time. Baez legs it out, and it's a fielder's choice that forces out the leading runner, Cam Fisher, out at third. And it remains first and second, now with one out. And Garrett Gilmet coming up, the Woodpeckers catcher today and cleanup hitter. Let's work around the diamond for the Downeast Wood Ducks defense behind Luis Ramirez. And in left field, Zion Bannister. In center field, JoJo Blackman. The right fielder is Quincy Scott. Now it's Gilmet, and the first pitch to him, down and away. On the infield, Glader Figueroa plays over at third. The shortstop is Daniel Cueva. At second base, Miguel Villarreal. At first, Connor Piotto, and Ian Muller does the catching for the Wood Ducks. Down east is managed by Carlos Maldonado, first-year manager. Pitching coach, Julio Valdez. Brian Pozos is the hitting coach, Nick Jansen, and Ruben Sosa, the two development coaches. Low pitch to Gilmet, and it's 2-0. Garrett with a home run and a double last week at home. And had a 1-for-3 Sunday with that double in the series conclusion against Lynchburg. 2-0. Ground ball pulled foul towards third. Ricky Rivera works the third base box. Dylan Mazzo across the diamond coaches first. As mentioned, the Woodpeckers are in the reds with the black helmets. Down east is in the whites with the black ball caps. Wood Duck logo on the front of that cap, a white uniform. Woody's in green cursive across the chest, a green numeral on the back of the jersey, a black belt with a white pant, an orange and black pinstripe down the side of the leg. 2-1 pitch, inside slider, and Gilmet swings through. 2-2 pitch, or 2-2 count on Gilmet. See him behind the plate catching Jake Bloss come the bottom of the first inning. The third round pick out of Georgetown gets the start today for the Woodpeckers in his first road start, second of his single-A career. Gilmet checks on a breaking ball outside. They appeal, and he did not go. Home plate umpire tonight is Travis Roberson. Rafael Pineda rounds out the crew. Pineda, a new member of the crew with Roberson, and they will rotate throughout the week. The two-man umpiring crew in the black ball caps, black polos, and dark gray pants. 3-2, one out, and Gilmet soars this one to left. Bannister started back now in, sprinting towards the line, still coming forward, makes the catch in short left field on the fair side of the line. It's the second out of the inning. So two on base, two outs. The Woodpeckers struggled on Sunday to bring runners around, and that's one of the things that's really held them short in some of these close 1-2-run affairs in the second half, just those runners left on base and the lack of hits with runners in scoring position. They stranded 12 on the base pads Sunday in that 5-4 loss. Now it's Luis Encarnacion, who hit his ninth home run of the year on Sunday to lead the team and bounces the first one foul beyond Ricky Rivera at third. Up to 39 RBIs on the year as well for the Woodpeckers' home run leader. Still a couple short of Zach Cole. Encarnacion, the active leader, but not the season leader. Cole had 11 before his promotion to the Taurus. Check swing on a down and outside fastball. Another appeal, and he didn't go. So 1-1 on Encarnacion, the Woodpeckers' third baseman and five hitter. Double walk and a fielder's choice to start the inning. Have two on with two outs. Ryan Johnson, who had three hits on Sunday, stands on deck. And here comes the 1-1. A good slider drops down low below the zone, and Encarnacion threw it. 1-2. On top of his home run, Encarnacion going through 3-for-22. He had another home run, a two-run homer earlier in the week. Two of his three hits left Segres Stadium. He drove in five, scored twice on the home runs, and only struck out two times. So put a lot of balls in play, but was just unlucky. 1-2, two outs, and Encarnacion grounds to short. It's picked up by Cueva. A quick transfer to first, and in time to end the inning. So Fayetteville puts two on, but leave them both on base, and we go to the bottom of the first. Jake Bloss gets ready to go to the mound in his second single-A start. The third rounder out of Georgetown gets the ball tonight for the Woodpeckers. We're back from Granger Stadium after this. One of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Granger Stadium. It is the bottom of the first inning. We're just underway in the series opener between the Woodpeckers and the Wood Ducks. Right-hander Jake Bloss out to the mound for Fayetteville, and the first pitch of the inning is slapped away, foul off to the right by Quincy Scott, leadoff hitter for the Wood Ducks, playing out at right field today. Jake Bloss, the third rounder out of Georgetown, in his second single-A start, went three scoreless innings at home last week. And struck out four. Here's a line drive right side. It's down along the line where Baez cuts it off. And now he bobbles it. Baez bobbles it. Scott going to second. Here's a throw. And that gets by second baseman and all the way beyond third. It's all the way to the extended warning track near the rain tarp. And Quincy Scott will make it down to third base on kind of a little league triple. Baez the bobble in right. Then the wide throw to second. It rolled to the left of Ferreras playing at third, and just a sloppy start to the game for the Fayetteville defense. Multiple errors committed by Luis Baez on the play. The bobble in right that allowed Scott to get to second, and then the errant throw from right that allows him to get to third. So what a rough way to start the game. Two E9s assessed. And Connor Piotto up to the left side of the plate. Chance for Downey's to take an early lead. Here's the pitch from Bloss. And it's low to Piotto. One ball and no strikes. Piotto followed by Miguel Villarreal and then Anthony Calderon. Later, Figueroa hits fifth and then Ian Muller sixth. The 7 through 9 are Daniel Cueva, JoJo Blackman, and Zion Bannister. And a fastball just missed away. Two balls and no strikes. Well, Fayetteville infield playing in on the cut of the grass after the air is the 2-0 pitch up and outside. Three balls and no strikes. Down East comes into today with one of the better second-half records in the North. They were the champions in the first half and will be playing postseason baseball this year. Second straight year that Down East will find themselves in the North Division playoff. A fastball on the 3-0 is in there, called strike 3-1. Three-one pitch, a check swing, and he did go, says home plate umpire Travis Roberson. Jake Bloss will be a little bit limited today. He won't go the normal 75 pitches usually allotted to the Fayetteville starters or the guys who were built up. He threw a total of 41 pitches and was in the zone with 27 strikes in his debut. Payoff pitch, short to slider. It knuckles away from Guilmette. Runner coming home, and Guilmette can't pick it cleanly. The run scores. Quincy Scott is in, and Downey leads 1-0. Ball four, Piotto down to first, and then a slider that just rolled off to the right of Guilmette, and he couldn't barehand it to get a flip to the plate. So nobody out, runner at first, and one in. Two errors in the wild pitch, bringing home Quincy Scott after his base hit to right. And out of the stretch, here comes Bloss, misses outside with a slider. And it's a one ball, no strike count. Jake Bloss, the 22-year-old, originally from the Greensboro, North Carolina area, going to Georgetown and grabbed right there in the back end of the third round in this year's MLB draft. Bloss pitching in two games, two starts. They were very brief, just over an inning in the FCL, where he gave up one earned run across two and a third and issued only one walk. That walk to Connor Piotto, just the second of his pro career in a little over five innings. 2-0 as he missed a fastball up and outside to Villarreal, falling behind to the 2-3 hitters here. Wind breezing in towards in from center field, where it measures 390 feet. A relatively short center field compared to most of the other Carolina League ballparks here in Kinston. A slider was high. It's 3-0. 335 to left, 335 to right, but the fence in left nearly twice as tall as the fence in right field. It incrementally drops down from foul pole to foul pole. Fastball up and in, and it's another walk. Connor Piotto to second, Miguel Villarreal to first, and Down East has two on with nobody out. First three Down East hitters have reached on a single and a pair of walks, and now it is Anthony Calarco. And pardon me for the mispronunciation going through the lineup there at a bit of a scribble. Anthony Calarco, the designated hitter, and lefty. Up to the plate for the Wood Ducks. First pitch, slider falls in. Called strike one. Jake Bloss wears the high black socks out there on the hill. The Woodpeckers in black ball caps with a red bill and that white Fayetteville cursive F on the front of the cap. Here's the 0-1. Fastball outside and high. And Bloss struggling to locate the fastball a little bit today. He's consistently been high and outside with it. So it's a 1-1 count on Calarco, a recent addition to Down East, hitting just 111 since he arrived, and no homers, no RBIs. Checks his swing on a fastball. Here comes the appeal, not in time. He did not go, and it's 2-1. Piotto off of second, and Villarreal off of first. One run in, still one out. Trying to get that first out, Jake Bloss, and he misses low and in with a slider. Three balls, one strike, and that dugout has to be stirring a little bit over there with Zach Wilkins looking on. Fayetteville pitching coach, another walk, and you may very well see a meeting on the mound. Try and help Bloss with the location issues. 3-1 home, and a tapper off to the first base side, and Guilmette slides on top of it. It goes foul. So a full count on Anthony Calarco. And Jake Bloss battling in the full count has been forced to throw a lot of pitches in this opening inning. And he missed up and outside again with that fastball. The same spot he's been in from earlier in that at bat all the way to the end. And here comes Zach Wilkins, the pitching coach, is expected to try and hone in Jake Bloss. And has not had these types of issues throwing strikes yet in his pro career over the limited outings. Again, this just his fourth time of pitching as a pro after being selected in the draft. And we haven't seen a three-walk stretch for him. Again, he came into today with just one walk across his first five and a third pro innings. And the meeting is short out there on the mound as Zach Wilkins works back towards the dugout. And Jake Bloss will have to work in a bases loaded, nobody out spot. And at this stage, he has thrown 18 pitches, but only six for strikes. No real control issues that he tries to hone in here. One run in, bases loaded, and nobody out. It is Gleyder Figueroa from the left side, fouling the first pitch back into the screen. Next pitch off the plate outside. Around the diamond defensively today for Fayetteville. In the outfield, you have Cam Fisher in left. Jackson Lofton is in center. And Luis Baez out in right. Paz Ferreras is the third baseman. Luis Encarnacion at first. Bryce Matthews the shortstop. Ryan Johnson, the other middle infielder, at second. And Garrett Gilmet behind the plate. 1-1 pitch. A slider was close, but just inside. Lost, didn't get the call. 2-1 on Gleyder Figueroa, a guy who's been with the Down East for the majority of the year. 6-foot-tall lefty originally from the DR. 2-1. Fastball in the low outside corner. Good pitch. And Blas able to make a correction with that heater after missing up and outside a couple of times to Calarco. Over 20 pitches to this stage and hunting that first out of the first inning. Bloss out of the stretch, comes home. And a ground ball hit right back to him. He goes to the plate for one. Gilmet's throw to first in time for two. Perfectly executed on a one-hopper right back to the hill. Bloss to Gilmet to Encarnacion. And he gets two outs after struggling to get the first. That's an absolute perfect play for the situation. And Jake Bloss can get out of this jam here with potentially just one run allowed. Piotto the runner out at the plate. Villarreal gets to third and Calarco to second, and Gleyder Figueroa out on the 1-2-3 twin killing. Here's Ian Muller, the catcher, and the first pitch is up and in on him. Muller been with the Wood Ducks all season. He's batting just 193 with six home runs and 30 RBIs. And now the pitch. Good changeup, fades in, strike one. Kind of overcast skies as we roll into Kinston today, blocking out some of the setting sunlight. The stadium lights already flicked on and helping illuminate the diamond. There's some rain in the territory. Runner stealing for the plate, and he is safe. Or a balk. A balk has been called. A balk as Bloss tried to abbreviate his kick. He didn't step off as he threw home. Ricky Rivera is out of the dugout. But Villarreal sprinting down that third base line has come in and scored. Jake Bloss saying that he did step off before he threw to the plate. Rafael Pineda is the one that made the call, and he will come together with Travis Roberson here to discuss this. Even if they do reverse the call of a balk, though, and were to call it a live play, I think that Villarreal was in there. It looked like he got under the tag. Throw was a little bit high, but they will stick with the balk call. So it won't be a stolen base. They will officially call a balk, which kind of eliminates an incredible stat for Villarreal in the balk score. But a balk makes it a 2-0 Down East lead and also gets Calarco down to third base. So Ian Muller in a 1-1 count. Here comes the pitch, and a slider is whacked foul off to the right side and into the parking lot. So 1-2 on Muller. And now here comes the 1-2. Fastball hit straight back into the net. Woodpeckers fell behind early on Sunday with a 3-run second inning by the Hillcats. So again here on Tuesday on the road, the opponent striking for multiple runs early. First runs that Jake Bloss has given up in his single-A career. Here's the 1-2 home. Slider called strike three. Outside corner. Down goes Muller. But a little damage done in the early inning. Down East with two runs, one on a wild pitch, another on a balk. couple of errors in the inning as well from Baez and Wright. So we go to the second. Woodpeckers down early, 2-0. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Woodpeckers down two runs in the top of the second inning to zip the score, and right-handed batter Ryan Johnson leads it off against the righty Luis Ramirez. Swings and hits a line drive left center field on the first pitch. Sprinting to the right, Blackman into the gap, and the center fielder makes the catch. That's the first out of the inning. So Ryan Johnson, who had three hits on Sunday, hits one well in his first swing on Tuesday, but it's a fly out. And a quick out in the second brings up Paz Ferreras. Ferreras playing over at third base today for the Woodpeckers and is coming off his best series offensively so far as a pro. Chops the first pitch out to third. Two skips for Figueroa. Throws even with the third base bag, and it's in time. Two pitches, two outs. And maybe Jackson Lofton will exercise some patience here as he goes to the plate and will try and avoid making it a three-pitch inning for Luis Ramirez. He had to throw quite a few more than just two pitches to get two outs in the first. He needed 17 pitches to get through the first inning. But now Jackson Lofton may try and lengthen this count as the wind first pitch comes home, and Lofton takes a center cut fastball, strike one. Lofton dipped below 200 during last week's spell at the plate. He's at 199 on the year with six home runs, 39 RBIs. Did steal his 50th base of the season, however. Rolls it foul towards third. And it is nothing and two. Strike away from ending the inning. The 0-2 is an inside slider. One ball and two strikes on Lofton. Ricardo below the switch hitter gets the start today. He is standing on deck, only batter not to face Ramirez so far. Woodpeckers had a chance to score in the first inning, but left 2-1. The 1-2, strike three on the outside corner, and Lofton goes down looking. So a very short 1-2-3 second inning on just six pitches for Luis Ramirez, and we go bottom two with Down East on top, 2-0.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the team and stats tab, and click on press box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches. Plus, a listen live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search PressBox at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and we will talk to you soon on the air.
Oh, shit.
It's that 6'6" long, slim, sticking your chick, pulling tricks, looking slick at all times when I'm flipping. When I'm sipping.
Back to Granger Stadium, where it is the bottom of the second inning. The Wood Ducks lead early 2-0. And the right-hander Jake Bloss back out there will hope for a smoother start to this second. First pitch fastball misses off the plate outside, and it is 1-0. Daniel Cueva, JoJo Blackman, and Zion Bannister, the 7 through 9, are expected to bat here. Now the 1-0 pitch is a fastball for a strike. On the down inside corner, and it is 1-1. Bloss issued three straight walks in the first, but allowed the two runs on a wild pitch and a balk. It wasn't a hit or anything of the like that helped Down East score the first couple of runs. 1-1 is chopped on the ground over towards second base, gloved by Johnson on the cut of the right field grass, short throw to first in time. And Daniel Cueva is the first out of the second inning. Now it's JoJo Blackman. First pitch to JoJo is outside, a slider missed. 1 ball and no strikes. JoJo Blackman from the Pensacola, Florida area, an 11th round pick by the Rangers in 2021. And here's the 1-0 to him. It is pulled foul over towards first. Now the 1-1, and a fastball strike on the outside corner, 1-2. Big double play in that first inning helped Bloss right the ship. It was a ground ball right back to him, turned it into a 1-2-3, and helped avoid the major damage in that first inning. 1-2 pitch is high and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes on JoJo Blackman, 7 home runs on the year for Blackman. And 35 RBIs to go along with. Now the 2-2 is hit in the air, foul, and tailing to left, out of play. Infield swung around to the right. Here's the 2-2 and a center cut fastball right down the middle. Looked at for strike three, and Blackman must have been guessing something else. Jake Bloss trying to feel a little more comfortable out there, starting to find it. He's retired 4 in a row since that meeting on the mound with Zach Wilkins and issuing 3 straight walks. Here's Zion Bannister at the bottom of the order, another left-handed hitter. And the first one home is hacked at and missed. 94-mile-per-hour fastball from Jake Bloss. And now the 0-1. Good slider, folds in, called strike two. after a long first inning where he had to throw close to 25 pitches and face six batters. Jake Bloss a strike away from going 1-2-3 in the home second. His Down East team ranking just ninth as a unit, combined batting average at 232. The 0-2 down and inside rolls to the backstop. They've scored the third fewest runs as well. They do homer, that is, at a similar rate to the Woodpeckers. They have 77 home runs as a team. That's one spot above Fayetteville, fifth in the Carolina League. But 11th in on base, 11th in slugging, and 8th in OPS. 1-2 pitch up and outside. It is 2-2. What they do well is pitch. Best ERA in the league, best whip in the league, fifth most strikeouts. And the Fayetteville offense will contend with a really good pitching staff all week long that doesn't have their top prospect, Brock Porter, pitching until Saturday night. At least that's what the projected rotation has it as right now. It's a 3-2 count with two outs. Here comes the pitch from Bloss. It's a fastball called strike three on the low outside corner of the zone. So that ends a 1-2-3 inning for Bloss. Pair of strikeouts, and he's set down five straight. Starting to find his groove. As we go to the third, the Woodpeckers down 2-0.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Six lanes, tail lights, red ants marching in through the night. They disappear to the left and right again.
Top of the third inning in Kinston. The Woodpeckers down 2-0. And Ricardo Belode leading it off for Fayetteville. Here comes the first pitch from the right-hander Luis Ramirez. And it's a little low for ball one. Below then, Cam Fisher and Bryce Matthews. One hit so far. It was a double on the very first pitch of the game from Fisher. Below swings through a changeup, and it goes to 1-1. We are here all week through Sunday, Monday off day, and then the team stays on the road to go to Kannapolis, North Carolina for the final road series of the year against the Cannonballers. Low pitch, changeup, and it is a two-ball, one-strike count. Woodpeckers are trying to end a five-game losing skid entering today. That's the largest in the league. Meanwhile, these Down East Wood Ducks, they've been playing stress-free baseball in the second half. They won the first half and are 24-24 in the second half, but guaranteed a playoff spot. Outside to below 3-1. Division leaders entering today, the Mudcats by two games in the north, the River Dogs by five games in the south, but seven games, that is, over the next closest playoff. A contender, that's Kannapolis. Fastball high and outside. Below has drawn a leadoff walk. That puts an end to six in a row retired by Luis Ramirez. And with the runner on, here's Cam Fisher. Woodpeckers stranded 2 on in the first inning. retired in order in the second. And here comes the pitch, low and in. Kind of the same story for both starters tonight, where they had to deal with some base runners early on. That was the case for Jake Bloss as well, but then both of them facing the minimum in the second. Jake Bloss striking out two batters in a row to close a 1-2-3 inning. One ball, no strikes. The pitch to Fisher, a changeup, called strike one. And now the one ball, one strike pitch, low and in. Fisher batting 209 on the year with a home run and four RBIs. Infield pulled around slightly to the shift. Figueroa off the line at third and Cueva towards the middle. Fastball runs up and outside. 3-1 on Fisher. Fisher's double to the right field wall, still the only Fayetteville hit. He timed up a fastball very first pitch of the game and hit it hard. 3-1. Grounded out towards first, and it skips through out into right field. Ricardo Belleau jogs to second. Cam Fisher is on, and with another base hit, he already has a multi-hit game. A double, a single, and two on with nobody out. Here's the Woodpeckers, and a great chance to get on the board and level this game. The walk and the single. Cam Fisher still the only Woodpecker with a hit against Luis Ramirez. See if that can change second time through the order here as Bryce Matthews comes up. Matthews saw four straight pitches out of the zone in the first and drew the walk. Checks in for a second time. Middle infield double play depth. Figueroa straight up at third, but a little shallow. Fastball in. And Matthews has to lift the elbows out of the way. Hit his second home run as a pro last week at Segra. It was a solo home run out to right. And he comes in with seven RBIs on the year, including one that walked off the Woodpeckers in a game a few weeks ago at Segra. 1-0 pitch. A well-struck fly ball center field. That sends Blackman racing back towards the warning track, makes the catch. Below tagging from second, will get into third without a throw. And Bryce Matthews on a deep fly ball puts runners to the corners. Cam Fisher forced to hold on at first base. So productive out, gets the first run of the day for Fayetteville 90 feet away, the potential first run, and now it's Luis Baez to try and drive him in. Baez with a fielder's choice that he chopped into at third back in the first inning, and he is 0-1. Look out, pitch runs in and hits him. Gets him in the middle of the back on the very first offering, a slider. Plunked him right in the middle of the back. And the bases will be loaded. Nothing intentional about it. Ramirez shot a look to Baez. Baez spiked his bat in the dirt just out of frustration from being hit more than anything. And with one out, bases loaded, here is the cleanup hitter. Garrett Gilmet with a chance to put Fayetteville on the scoreboard in a big way. And first a stoppage. A baseball is hanging out behind home plate. And picked up by Travis Roberson so we can resume. Gilmet with a fly out to left field. It was shallow back in the first inning. Now with the bases loaded. First pitch misses low. One ball and no strikes. Below at third. Fisher at second. Baez at first. And a golden opportunity for the Woodpeckers, who left two on in the first inning, stranded 12 runners on Sunday, trying to turn that tail around here. The 1-0. Fastball for a strike. Luis Ramirez has not given up a run yet in August. Scoreless across five total innings. Last time he gave up a run was on July 2nd. He had some time on the injured list in between. Slider low and away. In that July game, he allowed 3 earned runs over 3 2/3 innings. The Woodpeckers got him for 1 run over 3 innings back on May 17th, and they are trying to do some damage against him in the third inning. And his third game in August. 2-1, and here it is. Low to Guilmette. And now you have to come into the zone. A walk is a run. And the Down East bullpen not playing any games. They already have a right-hander out there starting to throw. Three balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. It's a fastball low and outside. Ball 4. And Fayetteville has a run coming home. 2-1 as Below strolls in. Everybody else moving on. The tying run now at third base. The go-ahead run in scoring position. Fisher at third. Baez to second. Guilmette down to first and picks up an RBI with the base on balls. And here comes not the pitching coach. It's Carlos Maldonado, the manager. And he will already take the baseball from his starter. The day is short for Luis Ramirez. 1 out recorded in the third on the flyout, and he's pulled after 2 1/3 today. Have been capped at about 3 innings ever since coming off of the injured list, so not expected to go all that long anyways today, but departs a tough jam. And the Kinston bullpen will inherit 1 out, bases loaded. Tell you about the new right-hander when we return. A pitching change for the Wood Ducks.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers' 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mudhens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Bases loaded, 1 out for Fayetteville in the top of the third, and Down East has made an early call to their bullpen. Right-hander Alberto Mota taking over for Luis Ramirez. It's Luis Encarnacion to the plate, and the first pitch from the right-hander fouled back. Challenged him with a high fastball, and it is nothing and one. Bases loaded, walk leads to the change. Luis Ramirez giving ball 4 to Garrett Guilmette. Brings home Ricardo Below, and the Woodpeckers back to within a run. Tying run 90 feet away, and Fisher. Go-ahead run is Baez at second, and Guilmette down at first. Mota's 0-1 pitch to Encarnacion. Down to the dirt, and a block by Mueller. And Encarnacion, the chance to make it a 40 RBI season here. Sitting on 39 coming into this at-bat after his 2-run home run on Sunday afternoon. Mota with the black glove tucked at his chest. Here's the pitch, and a fastball ties up Enka. Ran it up and in on him at 95 miles an hour. So some good velocity out of the right hand. Mota stands 5'11 out there on the mound, originally from Venezuela, an international free agent signing in 2021 for the Rangers. 1-2 pitch, and a pop-up drifting into foul territory on the first base side. Piotto hustles over, but that lands foul on the roof of Granger Stadium. We are in the top of the third. It was a quick second inning. Luis Ramirez retired the side in order, but a walk and a single started things. Then a fly out by Matthews, hit by a pitch and a walk. The Woodpeckers have had a couple of freebies, but one hit away potentially from taking the lead. 1-2 pitch. Check swing on a pitch down to the dirt. Kicks away from Muller, but Fisher didn't have an eye on it. He'll stay at third, everybody else staying put. Muller's body sort of blocking the eye to the ball there. I'm not sure it got far away enough from him anyways to bring Fisher home. 2-2 count on Encarnacion. Everybody aboard the responsibility of Luis Ramirez. Here's the 1-2 from Mota. And it's a line drive hit deep left center field. Blackman sprinting over and gets behind it. Makes the catch and will toss back to the infield. That deep enough to score Fisher. He is in and we are tied. A sacrifice fly has leveled it up 2-2 in the top of the third. Thought for a moment that had a chance to get over Blackman's head, but he's a really solid outfielder that takes good routes. Has cut down a couple of balls in the gap today. For Luis Ramirez, who looks on from that dugout, a second run charge to him. First and second, the other runners, Ryan Johnson now. And he looks at a fastball for a strike, 0-1. Johnson flied out to center field in the second. A 1 down to the dirt and backhanded by Muller. One ball and one strike on Ryan Johnson. Here it is. And a fly ball to center should end the inning. Blackman measuring, sprinting forward. Shortstop Cueva going out. They nearly collide. Blackman calls him off last moment and makes the grab. So two runs in. The Woodpeckers come back to tie it. A bases loaded walk and a sacrifice fly. Give us a new ball game going bottom three when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny, fresh. DJ, yeah. Weezy Wee, step up to the mic, dude. Do what you think, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the bottom of the third, and the Woodpeckers have come back to tie it 2-2. Right-hander Jake Bloss back to the mound for Fayetteville, and he takes on the top of the order with Quincy Scott, the right fielder. And the first pitch is slider down and outside. It's ball one. Scott singled to right in the first. Ball was bobbled by Baez in right and then overthrown at second. So he made it all the way to third on a couple of errors and scored the first run of the day for Down East. Slider low off the plate away, and it's 2-0. And Fayetteville, the bases loaded. Walk, sack, fly. Come back, score two in the top of the third. Get us level. Here comes the kick in the 2-0. A slider called a strike on the inside corner. Jake Bloss has really settled in after ever since he walked three in a row in the first. Had trouble controlling the fastball. Had a meeting with Zach Wilkins. He's retired five in a row. 2-1. And a fly ball lifted to right. Foul. Two balls, two strikes. The count. Connor Piotto, a lefty, and Miguel Villarreal will also hit next. Here's the 2-2 coming in. High fastball. Bloss will be capped somewhere in the 45 to 50 territory today with his pitch count. And right now he's at 47. So this may be the last batter he faces with that bullpen throwing out there. The 3-2 pitch and a ground ball hits awfully towards third. Charging in from third, Ferreras. He throws low to first, and with a stretch and a backhand, Encarnacion has it. And Ferreras makes it all the way across the diamond to give his first baseman a little dap on the glove. They will keep Bloss out there, so it seems. Quincy Scott grounds out, first out of the third. Bloss is now retired six straight since his double play ball in the first, which really turned the momentum back into his favor. And now it's Connor Piotto, left-handed hitter. Here's the first pitch, and a fastball misses outside. One ball and no strikes on Piotto. Connor walked in the first and was thrown out at the plate on that double play ball. 1-0. Slider slipped, missed up and outside. Two balls and no strikes. We'll give you some early scores around the Carolina League. The new series starting up all across the league, and a lot of them that have playoff contentions. Charleston, Carolina, Lynchburg, all of them playing for the chance to go to the Carolina League playoff. Annapolis as well still involved in the mix. Fastball in the outside corner. 2-1 on Connor Piotto. Bloss shakes off a couple of signs from Guilmette. Winds, kicks, pitches. And 2-1 fouled backwards. Wild first inning in Carolina. And then Zebulon, the Mudcats, surrender seven runs to the Columbia Fireflies in the top of the first. They're down 8-0 in the bottom of the third. And they dropped three games in the standings over the course of just last week as Fayetteville struggled to beat Lynchburg. 2-2 misses low on Piotto. And it's a full count. One out, base is empty. And it looks to be Jose Nadal that is warming out in that right field bullpen. One of just two lefties on the staff, so you know it's probably him. Dabrowski not expected to go today. 3-2 pitch. Down and inside, and Bloss gives up his fourth walk of the day. Ends that stretch of six straight batters retired, and we'll see what Ricky Rivera opts to do next. Bloss getting ready to face Miguel Villarreal. So Ricky heading out that way to take the ball from Jake Bloss, and he was on the rubber getting ready to go. He wanted to stay out there, and right as Ricky came up the top step, he kind of winced and tapped his glove as to say, let me hang out here a little longer, but he will depart. And a runner at first to his responsibility as Jose Nadal comes in to take on the final three outs, final two outs tonight, that is, of the third inning. And both starters tonight, it's a short one. They go two and a third before the bullpen needs to take over for both sides. We will step aside for a quick pause. Tell you about Jose Nadal when we come back. Runner at first, one out in the third, and a 2-2 tie game. Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Miguel Villarreal into the right side. He takes on the new Fayetteville left-hander. It is Jose Nadal. First pitch slider from Nadal misses outside, and it's one ball, no strikes. Jake Bloss started the inning, got a ground out, and then a walk to Connor Piotto ends his day. Capped around the 50-pitch mark. Here's Nadal throwing, and a slider swung through by Villarreal. It is 1-1. Anthony Colarco will bat cleanup, and then Gleyder Figueroa fifth. Two guys scheduled after Villarreal. Ground ball towards third, gloved by Ferreras. Throw to second for one. Turn to first, a double play. Around the horn it goes, and Jose Nadal quickly gets those final couple of outs behind Jake Bloss. The inning is over, and we stay tied 2-2. Going to the fourth inning next on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB first pitch out. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The world is a vampire. Santa Jay. Secret Destroyer.
Fourth inning from Granger Stadium, tied at two. Woodpeckers and Wood Ducks, the opener of this six-game road series. Right-hander back on the mound, Alberto Mota for the Wood Ducks, and draws the first pitch foul ball from Pasquinel Ferreras. Nothing and one the count. Ferreras grounded out in the second inning. That was over to third base. And it's a nothing and one count on him. Here's the pitch from Mota. Slider cuts inside. Missed. 1-1. Ferreras coming off a five-hit series last week at home and had a couple of multi-hit games on Friday and Saturday. The 1-1. Foul ball right side again. And it's 1-2. Ferreras, Jackson Lofton, and then Ricardo below. The bottom three hitters of the order trying to do something here after the Woodpeckers came from behind in the third. They trailed 2-0 after the first inning. Went scoreless in the first and second, but then a bases-loaded walk and a sacrifice fly brought them level in the third. The 1-2. Slider spoiled right side again. And it's 1-2 still on Ferreras. As the 20th rounder out of Western Carolina and the final selection of the 2023 draft. Ready for the wind, and the 1-2 again. Line drive, left side, it's down into left center field, rolling over for Bannister. He cuts it off and pass Ferraris with a good two-strike battle, has a leadoff base hit. First player not named Cam Fisher to get a hit tonight. Fisher started his day 2-for-2 with a double and a single. Now Paz Ferreras gets on with the base knock. And here's Jackson Lofton, struck out looking on a wraparound slider back in the second inning. Faces Mota for the first time, and on the first pitch, it's up and outside. 1-0 on Lofton. We were starting to work around the Carolina League scoreboard a bit today. Carolina does get a run at home. It's 8-1. Fireflies up big. They need to keep on winning and stave off the red-hot Lynchburg Hillcats, who have won 9 of their last 10 games, best team in the league over the last 10-game stretch. But Lynchburg back in the Blue Ridge Mountains today, trail Delmarva 4-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning. A pickoff throw there to check up on Ferraris, and he dove back in time. Here's the kick, the 1-0. Fastball low and away. Kannapolis leads Myrtle Beach 1-0 in the top of the third. Cannonballers are out in Myrtle this week. Charleston is in North Augusta against the Green Jackets. They lead 2-0, bottom five. They have a 7-game lead over the next closest playoff contender, the Cannonballers, in the South. Pitch misses low. There is a situation that exists where Charleston could clinch and potentially be the South Division winners before they even come to Fayetteville, beginning September 5th for the final series of the regular season. If not, though, there's a chance they may try and clinch in Fayetteville. Kannapolis trying to run them down, but need to get very hot over the last 3 weeks to do so. 3-0 on Lofton now. Inside fastball called strike. Jackson lifted his elbows out of the way to try and draw the call. Didn't get it. Other scores, Salem on top of Fredericksburg in Virginia. Salem, Virginia, that is, 1-0. 3-1 the count on Lofton. Ferraris breaking for second. Fastball misses outside. That's ball four. Throw made it down to second base, but a dead play. And Lofton down to first. Two runners on. Same way the third inning started. Top two hitters reaching. And it's Ricardo Below with a chance to give Fayetteville their first lead of the day. But first day meeting onto the mound, they will send Julio Valdez, the pitching coach, out there. This is not standard stuff for a Downey's pitching staff that has the best whip and the best ERA in the league. They simply don't walk a lot of guys. To see three walks or four walks even in a hit by pitch this early in a game is pretty unusual for them and gives the Woodpeckers an opening to do something. They don't quite strike out hitters at the same rate the Woodpeckers do. Most strikeouts in the league coming into today as a staff, but they use the defense, they throw a lot of strikes, and that'll be the challenge all week for Fayetteville and getting to starters. Aiden Curry, one of their best, going tomorrow. Leandro Lopez, who's had a good season on Thursday. And as we mentioned, one of the top pitching prospects, Brock Porter, he'll go Saturday. Joseph Montalvo, the Friday starter, who has a 2.83 ERA on the year. Meeting on the mound concludes. Ricardo Below ready. Switch hitter from the left side takes outside. Ball one. And now Mota starting to struggle to throw the fastball. A look down to second where Paz Ferreras leads. The 1-0 pitch, and it's in there to Below at 96 miles an hour. Mota's going to bring all the velo, some of the best speed out of every Down East pitcher they have available, but can he locate it? A single and a walk to start the fourth as the 1-1 comes home. And a slider cuts in there. Good backdoor pitch to the lefty. One ball and two strikes. Ricardo Below only had 7 at-bats in limited time last week at home. He went 1-for-7. Came on as a pinch hitter Sunday, but starting tonight. Spin and a throw to second, and it's wide. It kicks off of Cueva's glove in a shallow center. And Paz didn't get to his feet in time to see where that ball was. He'll have to hold at second base. Alberto Mota avoids the E1. One and two on Ricardo below as Mota focuses back towards the plate. Here's his pitch. He strikes out below, but the ball gets away, kicks off to Mueller's right side, and both runners advancing. So a strikeout for the first out, but ends up being productive. Ferreras to third and Lofton to second base on a wild pitch.
And that's another United Bank strikeout.
And now a chance for Cam Fisher, Bryce Matthews to try and give the Woodpeckers their first lead. Trailed 2-0 after two, tied it in the third with two runs. Here they are in the fourth. Cam Fisher, 2-for-2. Couple of hits to the right side, a double to right center to the wall, and then a single that rolled on the ground out to right field in the third. Fastball pumped in for strike one at 95 for Mota. Here's the 0-1. And a down and in slider ties up Fisher swinging. Fisher with four RBIs since he arrived. That's the one home run that he hit at Segra Stadium a couple of weeks ago, and just need a base hit right now, something shallow to the outfield, and that could bring home a couple. Ferreras easily, Lofton with his speed at second. He'll push the issue as well if you get something on a line somewhere. Shallow at third, Figueroa. Now the kick and the 0-2. Check swing, foul ball off to the left. And Cam Fisher remains in the 0-2 count. Next 0-2 strikes out Fisher. A slider beat him, had him out in front. And now a big two-out at bat on the way for Bryce Matthews. Last matchup between these two teams was in July 30th, at Segra Stadium against the Down East Wood Ducks, and the Woodpeckers won the series conclusion. They split the series on the week, but they won the final game 8-1, beat him convincingly. Jose Nadal, who's on the mound today, he went five innings, did not give up a run. First pitch to Bryce Matthews, breaking ball tumbles in, strike one. It was a seven-run second inning, just an onslaught early that helped the Woodpeckers go on to win by seven. Nothing in one, two in scoring position. With two outs and Matthews at the plate, another breaking ball misses down in the dirt. And it's one ball and one strike. Matthews with a walk and a fly out to center field tonight. Drove it almost all the way to the warning track on that fly out in the third. Next pitch, fastball rides high. Two balls and one strike. Middle infield back, corners back as well as Mota goes to the chest, peers in and pitches. And sears a fastball in there. Strike two called, and Matthews will step out, call for time. So after a single and a walk to start the inning, a wild pitch putting two into scoring position. Fayetteville's trying to take something from it. They left two on in the first inning and want to avoid doing it again here in the fourth. Matthews chokes up on the bat. 2-2 pitch, strikes him out. A fastball got him. Challenge with 96 up top. And that'll close the fourth. Fayetteville unable to take the lead. We remain tied 2-2 as they leave two on, going to the bottom of the fourth inning on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the Team and Stats tab, and click on Press Box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a Listen Live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search Press Box at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain. Black hole sun, won't you?
First pitch of the bottom of the fourth inning, hit deep out to right, hooking towards the foul pole, and a foul ball for Glader Figueroa, the lefty, or rather Anthony Colarco, the lefty, beginning the inning. And Colarco will have to go back to the plate and see another one from the new Fayetteville right-hander, Manuel Urias. He has taken over on the mound for Jose Nadal. Just a quick spot on that double play for Nadal. Goes two-thirds of an inning behind the starter, Jake Bloss. And now the next pitch to Colarco gets him chasing low. And it is nothing and two. Manuel Urias will try and provide some length in the middle innings. He's 3-1 on the year, with a 4.29 ERA in 22 games, 18 games out of the bullpen, four starts. And he strikes out Colarco on a down and inside changeup. So after he nearly gets taken deep on the first pitch, Urias comes back to strike him out. And that's the first out of the bottom of the fourth. We're tied at two. Fayetteville out hitting the Woodies 3-1. Later, Figueroa rolled into a double play on a chopper right back to the mound his first time up. And the first pitch in this at bat whacked foul off the facing of the Fayetteville dugout on the first base side. And now the 0-1. In the air, deep to center. Lofton cutting to his right into the alleyway and making the catch. Nice route by Lofton for out number two. On a well-hit ball by Figueroa, here comes Ian Muller, the right-handed hitting catcher. First pitch to Muller. Slider swung on and missed. Muller struck out looking on a Jake Bloss breaking ball in the first inning. That takes the pitch inside from Urias. Urias, in his fifth professional season, started as a young rookie in 2018 with the DSL Phillies. Grabbed in the Rule 5 draft by the Astros this past winter. Pitched in single-A Clearwater last year. But 22 games this year in the Astros system. A slider cuts over the center of the zone. It's 2-2. And Urias now a strike away from a quick 1-2-3 inning entering this one. 2-2 pitch. Muller fisted, and that's foul. Somehow got through the screen and shot into the stands. Two balls, two strikes. with two outs, and Urie is throwing. Slider just off the plate outside. Four strikeouts and four walks today for Fayetteville pitching between Blas Nadal and Urias. Next pitch, dug out on a line left field, and it's down in front of Fisher. Low and away slider, and Muller doing a good job of extending the barrel out and pulling it onto the line out into left field for a two-out single. Just the second Downey's hit in this game. And now it's Danier Cueva. First pitch to him. Swung on and missed. Cueva rolled out to second base in the second inning. He's 0 for 1. Infield swung around to the pull side once again. And the runner going. Pitch is swung on and missed. Guilmette's throw down is not in time. And Ian Muller swipes second base. Gets into scoring position, but now Cueva faces an 0-2 count. Here comes the pitch. Struck him out. Bounces away from Guilmette. Picks it up along the third base line. Throws to first. Completes the strikeout. So Manuel Urias sets down a couple via the strikeout and works around a two-out single. Strands the runner, and we remain tied 2-2 going to the fifth inning on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
All right, fans, it's time to catch news presented by Got to Be North Carolina Agriculture.
Merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Top of the fifth inning tonight in Kinston, North Carolina. Luis Baez starts the inning and checks his swing on a first pitch slider. They appeal up the line and he did not go. New left-hander into the game for the Wood Ducks. It is Dylan McLean who takes over, the 6'3" southpaw of Portland, Oregon. Now ground ball hit hard out towards third. Figueroa behind the bag. Fields, long throw to first. And Piotto keeps that toe on the bag as he stretches to bring it in. And that's the first out of the inning. Luis Baez, 0 for 2, was plunked by a pitch in the third. And with one out, Garrett Guilmette steps in, the cleanup hitter. The day done for Alberto Mota, the reliever, as Dylan McLean takes over on the mound. And first pitch from the lefty, rolled towards the middle. It squeezes through into center. Garrett Guilmette with a one-out single. Put it between Cueva and Villarreal in the middle infield. And he strikes for the fourth Fayetteville hit of the game. One out single. And Luis Encarnacion, who drove in a run with a sack fly in the third inning, tied the game, in fact. He's up into the right side. Fayetteville had a pretty nice opportunity to take the lead with two in scoring position, one out in the fourth, but Fisher and Matthews both struck out. That ended the day for Mota. Here's the pitch, and Encarnacion takes a low slider. High fastball, and it's 2-0. McLean has a 7-3 record this year. Really solid numbers for Downey's 2.94 ERA, 20 games, 6 starts. Tonight is 15th game out of the Wood Ducks bullpen, and about a strikeout per inning, 65 strikeouts over 64 and a third. This is just off the plate inside with a breaking ball, and it's 3-0. 21 earned runs allowed. He's only given up one home run. That really stands out. Has limited the hard contact. 22 walks on the season, so he throws a lot of strikes. Misses low with a changeup. It's walk number 23 of his year, and two are on again for the Woodpeckers. Fourth inning out of five tonight, where Fayetteville has put multiple runners on base. And they still look to break through. Tied up 2-2, and Ryan Johnson coming up to the plate. First pitch to Johnson. Backdoor slider. Folds in. Strike one. McLean pitched in 25 innings last year for Down East and was with them the whole year. He's a veteran in this league. Tonight, his 42nd single-A ball game. The 0-1. Good breaking ball. Got Johnson out in front swinging. 0-2, Johnson has hit a couple of balls hard today. Two flyouts to center as a result. But looking to break through after his big three hits Sunday and the series wrap-up with Lynchburg. The 0-2 pitch. Ground ball left side. It's by the third baseman. Figueroa tried to stab it. It got through the glove. They stop the hustling Guilmette down at third base, and the bases are loaded. We'll see how they score that. Figueroa was right on top of that ball. He took a last-minute stab at it. And it just got right under the mitt. And now it's bases loaded for the second time today. And Ryan Johnson on. Paz Ferreras at the plate. They do flash an error on the board. E5, first pitch to Paz. Popped up on the infield. Infield fly rule in effect, indicated by Rafael Pineda, the base umpire. And that's the second out of the inning. So two errors for Fayetteville, one for Down East, and it comes down to Jackson Lofton here with two outs to try and give the Woodpeckers their first lead of the night. It's Guilmette at third, and Encarnacion at second, Johnson at first. McLean on the mound pitches. And spins the slider in the zone, strike one. Fayetteville has seen plenty of Dylan McLean. Last matchup between the two squads was on July 25th, and he pitched three innings, gave up just one hit and one run. Fastball in the zone for a strike, and often thought it was a little bit inside, but it was right on that low inside corner. Really well-placed stuff right now for Dylan McLean, with runners all around him. And he's been in these spots a time or two, as mentioned, 42 games at this level. Still at just 21 years old, a fourth-round pick out of high school in Portland in 2020. Strikes out Lofton, a changeup to the outside, got him, and he disposes of Jackson Lofton on three pitches to strand the bases full. Woodpeckers unable to bring anybody around. And we go to the bottom of the fifth, halfway through it tonight, still tied up 2-2 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Interested in keeping up with all things woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Being with us tonight in Kinston, North Carolina. Andrew Chapman joining you on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. Our exclusive home for Woodpeckers baseball all week long. It's the bottom of the fifth, halfway through our Tuesday night ball game, tied up at 2-2, and Manuel Urias back out on the mound for his second inning. Spins a first pitch slider into the zone for a strike to the lefty JoJo Blackman. Next pitch on the ground, pulled to second, collected by Johnson, and a short throw to first in time for the first out. So Manuel Urias looking sharp out of the bullpen, came on to the fourth, worked around a two-out single, struck out two hitters in that inning, and has retired four of five Wood Ducks faced so far. Here's the nine-hitter Zion Banister with a second trip to the plate. Struck out looking against Jake Bloss in the second. Drops a bunt here up along third. Guilmette forward, bobbles it, couldn't barehand it cleanly, and the runner will be safe at third at first. Zion Banister legs out an infield bunt single. That ball was riding the third base chalk line. Garrett Guilmette tried to circle behind it from behind the plate, and it just knocked off the palm of his hand. He never gripped it cleanly. And a little small ball gives down east their third hit of the game. Quincy Scott back to the top of the order. Third time through now, up against Urias for a first time. One for two with a single to right in the first inning. And the runner's going to second. Outside slider. Guilmette throws from a knee. It's offline. And Banister hustles out the bag and is into scoring position. Second stolen base for the Wood Ducks today. And now Quincy Scott, a single and a ground out, takes outside, ball one. A ball two, pardon me. Infield, outfield, play Scott straight up. Here's the 2-0, and he cuts through a changeup, two balls and a strike. Quincy Scott, one of the new additions to the lineup for the Down East Wood Ducks since the last series in July. He is a 2023 draft pick selected in the ninth round by the Rangers. Takes a swing at a sweeping slider and missed it. Quincy Scott, a little bit on his background, a 20-year-old that was selected out of Palomar Junior College and went to high school out in San Marcos, California, went to Mission Hills High School. 2-2 pitch with one out. The look down to second base, and Urias delivers. Runner going to third. Banister takes off. Pitch is low. Throw up the line, not in time. And Zion Banister keeps the wheels moving. Steals second, steals third. And sets up his guys at the plate to drive him in. So that forces the whole Fayetteville infield to play in on the cut of the grass. The 3-2 pitch fouled back into the screen. And Quincy Scott will see another. He played just a couple of games, only took 9 at-bats in the ACL for the Rangers before he was called up to full-season ball, and he's been very impressive since arriving to the Carolina League. 3-2 pitch in on the hand, spoiled again. Entered today with a .457 batting average, 21 hits and 46 at-bats. A lot of those singles, one double, one triple, but 19 singles, 8 runs driven in, and a potential ninth standing 90 feet away. Another 3-2 pitch coming home. It's a fastball called strike 3 right on the inside edge. And Manuel Urias painted it at 92 miles an hour for the second out. First strikeout for Quincy Scott. And now with 2 outs, runner at third, Connor Piotto steps into the left side. First plate appearance, third plate appearance for Connor Piotto. 2 walks today. So he's still 0 for on the day in terms of at-bats, but takes a first pitch changeup for a strike, 0-1. Both sides have had runners in these middle innings. Somebody looking for a breakthrough. Ground ball right side, that'll be it. RBI single for Connor Piotto. Drives in Zion Bannister. His wheels and the stolen bases put him in position, and Piotto delivers with a go-ahead hit. It's 3-2 down east. And now it's Miguel Villarreal trying to extend this fifth inning a little further with 2 outs, runner at first. Villarreal a walk and a double play ball. Piotto running. Here's a line drive, pulled to left and foul. One hops into the bullpen and nearly a perfectly executed hit and run. And Piotto would have been all the way home if that ball had straightened out. Down east by a run, 3-2. Their second lead of the game. They were up 2-0 after the first inning. And here's a pop fly lifted behind home, foul ball. Of course, the grounds here at Granger Stadium, not a lot of room between home plate and the backstop. So on those pop flies directly behind the plate, unless it's right on top of you, most catchers won't be able to make a play. There's an overhang that extends beyond the bleachers and all the way almost right up on the plate. 0-2 pitch popped up behind home, and Gilmet will have to watch that one get on the roofing. O-2 with 2 outs. Manuel Urias has surrendered the run, trying to complete his second inning tonight. Piotto running again. High slider. Gilmet pumps the throw down, and it in and out of Johnson's glove. Piotto couldn't find it, and he will hold it second base. Piotto took a head-first dive into second. He got up a little late. Was spinning around trying to find the ball. It ricocheted off the heel of Johnson's glove and all the way out into shallow right field. Piotto, had he seen it, would have had plenty of time to get to third, so the Woodpeckers catch a break. It's a 1-2 count after the high pitch to Villarreal. And now here it comes. Sticks the bat out, pops it up towards first, Encarnacion over to the stairwell of his dugout, and that lands foul in the concourse. Still 1-2 on Villarreal. And here comes Urias. Ran a fastball inside on him. Carolina's grabbed another run, but they still trail big tonight in Zebulon, 8-2 to the Fireflies. Delmarva blowing out Lynchburg 7-0 in the top of the eighth. Kannapolis on top of Myrtle Beach 3-1. Pitch inside and hits Villarreal. He started to swing. His hands came forward a little bit, but that changeup almost got him in the chest. I think it hit him in the bicep area. And he tries to shake it off and runs up the, walks up the first baseline, and now we'll have a meeting on the mound. Zach Wilkins going out to talk with Urias. Down East has found a way to extend this bottom of the fifth inning with an RBI single and a hit by pitch, have two on, and their cleanup hitter, Anthony Colarco, coming up, their DH as well. Other scores in the league today, Kannapolis over Myrtle Beach 3-1, top of the fifth. Charleston shutting out Augustus, held them to just three hits, 2-1 in the bottom of the seventh, and Fredericksburg leads Salem 3-1 in the top of the fifth inning. And among other Woodpeckers news today, congratulations to Tyler Whitaker. He was promoted earlier this afternoon to High A Asheville and is in the tourist lineup tonight, batting ninth. We'll have an update for you from that game in Asheville. And a breaking ball to the outside, called strike one on Colarco. And an interesting series is Brooklyn has made its way to Asheville, and the Brooklyn Cyclones now have Ryan Clifford on that roster, the former Woodpecker and Asheville Tourist. Fly ball pulled to right along the line. Baez sprints into foul territory, and it lands out of play. So just a little over 2 weeks after he was traded from the Astros system over to the New York Mets, Ryan Clifford will be returning to play the Astros affiliate and reconnect with some of his teammates from not long ago. I'm sure that'll be odd for Ryan Clifford, who's continued to play well in whatever system he's in. There's a strike three swing from Anthony Colarco on a changeup. The inning is over. Urias strands two, but gives up the go-ahead single to Connor Piotto. And after five innings tonight in Granger Stadium, it's the Wood Ducks 3 and Fayetteville 2 back next for the sixth inning. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Woodpeckers trail for a second time, down a run 3-2 as we play the top of the sixth inning. Ricardo Below will switch over to the right side of the plate for the first time today against the lefty Dylan McLean. He took over in the fifth and stranded the bases loaded after a single, a walk, and an error. Here comes the 1-0, and Below hits a slider out into left field on a short liner. That's a base hit, and Below goes to 1-for-2. Reaches for a second time. He walked and scored in the third. And it has not been a shortage of base runners today that have kept the Woodpeckers behind. They have put runners on in all but one inning, multiple runners in 4 of 5. See if they can do it again here in the sixth. But they have gone 0-for-11 with runners in scoring position and left 9 runners on in this game through the first 5 innings. So they need the big hit. And here's Cam Fisher, who has a couple today, a double and a single, also a strikeout, 2-for-3, lefty on lefty. And after a first pitch strike, next one off the end of the bat, slow roller towards third. Figueroa charges, gloves on the grass, throws low to first, gets the out. And Ricardo Below makes it to second base on the play.
Bryce Matthews.
So with one out, tying run in scoring position, here comes Bryce Matthews. An 0 for 2 day. Walk is fly out to center and a strikeout. He struck out with two in scoring position in the fourth. That was a big spot, end of the inning. And McLean with a look down to second base, kicks, delivers. Misses with a slider low in the dirt. That's ball one. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Hard hit, but foul on the ground left side. Two runs, five hits, two errors tonight for Fayetteville. Three runs, four hits, and an error for Down East. Ricardo Below leading off of second. Villarreal hovering around the bag, and the next pitch, a changeup low and outside. And it's 2-1. Feels like Matthews, Baez, those heart-of-the-order hitters, top prospects in the system. They have had multiple chances tonight with runners on base, and one of those guys looking to convert. Two balls and a strike as McLean straightens up, pitches, and a slider gets Matthews to chase through it. 2-2. Pretty good backdoor pitch just off the low outside corner. And Matthews will step back, call for time. Coming off his 2020 season at Nebraska, great combination of power and speed. Turned him into a first-round draft selection this year. And McLean's look down to second, kick, pitch, and it's fouled backwards. Challenged Matthews with a 89-mile-per-hour fastball down the middle of the zone. Tell that's when Bryce was right on, pretty good timing just underneath it, and he was barking at himself a little bit after he didn't square that one up the way he wanted. Wind still blowing in slightly from center. As Matthews steadies for a 2-2, McLean looks to second, pitches. Slider popped up behind first, sprinting over that way Piotto, and it is foul. The ball pulled him over to the extended warning track. So again, Matthews faces a two-ball, two-strike count with one out Below at second base. Below's running. The pitch is low. Here comes a throw down, but the third baseman, Figueroa's off the bag. Below stutters in, and he swipes third. Nice awareness on the bases. Below saw Figueroa off of that line and away from the bag and took the liberty to steal. Meanwhile, the fastball was close, but just below the zone. And it's a 3-2 count on Matthews. Here's a slider, and it's fouled back. Hit it directly off the backstop. The whole Down East infield plays shallow. 3-2 pitch. It is high and outside. Good at bat worked by Bryce Matthews as he draws the walk. And runners will be at the corners. And it sets the stage for Luis Baez.
Right fielder Luis Baez.
Baez with a fielder's choice, the hit by pitch tonight, and also the ground out to third. Steps in 0 for 2, and first a pickoff move over towards first base to check up on Matthews. With Bryce's speed and a double play force on right now, don't be surprised if Ricky Rivera gives Bryce the green light to try and steal and maybe send Below if they throw down. McLean looks that way again. Slide steps home, and Baez gets a hanging slider, hits it deep to left. Bannister backing up, start of the warning track, and makes the catch. Below tagging from third. Throw will go to second, and once again, we are tied. That throw ricochets towards the mound, though, kicked off of Villarreal, and Matthews will advance as a result. So both runners advance, and a sac fly has leveled this game 3-3. Fayetteville tied it with a sac fly in the third, and they do it again in the sixth inning. I think Baez was just off of that slider, barely below it. It was a pretty fat pitch up in the zone. And now it's Garrett Guilmette. Two outs, Matthews breaking for third. First pitch lifted along the left field side, foul territory. Bannister sprinting over, left side of the infield as well. And that ball lands just beyond the rain tarp into the seats over there. So it's 0-1 on Guilmette. And Bryce Matthews will have to walk his way back to second. Been a number of close games in the season series played between these two sides this year. High fastball, Matthews going again, and he's down to third. Again, they catch Figueroa off of the bag. He was playing deep. And with his positioning, Fayetteville getting aggressive. They have stolen third twice in this inning. Here comes the 1-1. High to Guilmette. The Woodpeckers have trailed twice, come back to tie it on both occasions, but have not yet led yet tonight. Two balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes on Garrett Guilmette with two outs. Two errors per side. They did assess an error on that bobble there at second that allowed Matthews to advance. 2-2 pitch. Fouled into the screen. And obviously when you have the advancement of the runner on that bobble, they assess the error. See if they went with E7 or E4 there. It was a Zion Bannister E7 that was officially scored. A fastball up high. So they won't give it to Villarreal for the bobble there. It was a one-hopping throw that came in hot. And it was a tough one for Villarreal to handle. 3-2, two outs. Here's the pitch. And a deep fly cranked by Guilmette to center. Blackman going back towards the warning track and with room in front of the wall makes the grab. Loud sound coming off of the bat and a deep fly for Guilmette, but not deep enough. The Woodpeckers do come back to tie the game again. A sac fly by Luis Baez scores Ricardo Below. And it's 3-3 going to the bottom of the sixth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Back in a moment.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the Team and Stats tab, and click on Press Box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a Listen Live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search PressBox at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of Minor League Baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Bottom of the sixth inning, we are tied up 3-3 in the opener between the Woodpeckers and the Wood Ducks. Very first pitch of the inning is line foul off to the right side. And it's a nothing and one count for Gleyder Figueroa against the right-hander Manuel Urias. Urias out for his third inning of work as the 0-1 pitch is cranked deep out to right, but hooking foul and out of play. So nothing in two. Sack fly by Luis Baez tied the game in the top half. Figueroa pops this pitch up foul territory third base side. Long run for Ferreras, and it lands just beyond him on the extended warning track. So 0-2. Figueroa, Ian Muller, and then Daniel Cueva, the 5-6 and 7. Ferreras gave up the lead, but only briefly in the bottom of the fifth with the RBI single to Connor Piotto. Here's his wind, 0-2 pitch. Fastball strikes out Figueroa, and rather that was the changeup fading to the outside at just 79. And it's the fifth strikeout for Manuel Urias. Here's Ian Muller. Chopping the first pitch out to short. Couple of skips and charged down by Matthews. Gloves throws on the move in time. Two gone. Good glove work and an accurate throw by Bryce Matthews to move the inning along and bring Daniel Cueva to the plate. Cueva 0-2, a ground out and a strikeout. Swings at a high slider and fouled the pitch back. Nothing and one. And now the 0-1 home. The chase on a fastball up and away. Nothing and two. Urias had to face four batters in the fourth. He then worked through six batters in the fifth, trying for his first 1-2-3 frame tonight. His 0-2 strikes him out. Slider down and in. Blocked by Guilmette. Points to his first baseman. Throws a sharp one up the foul side of the line, and that completes the strikeout. So Urias threw three innings of one-run ball. And we're on to the seventh inning. All level 3-3 the score on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of Minor League Baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The world is a vampire. Sent to J.A.A. Secret destroyers.
We are tied 3-3 in the top of the seventh inning, and Luis Encarnacion leads it off for Fayetteville. Fouls away the first pitch, and it's nothing and one. Dylan McLean back out on the mound. He has been pitching for the Wood Ducks since the fifth inning. Now for his third frame of work, and the 0-1 rolled foul towards third. Encarnacion today with a ground out, a walk, and a sacrifice fly that tied the game 2-2 in the third. A sac fly by Luis Baez then tied it 3-3 in the sixth. So it's been punch, counterpunch. Pitch down and in. And it's 1-2 on Encarnacion. Ryan Johnson on deck, and then Paz Ferreras. It is the 5, 6, and 7 of the order. A fourth time through here, but most of these guys facing McLean for just a second time. The 1-2 pitch, it is high. Both starters had short days, 2 1/3 for Luis Ramirez and Jake Bloss. Alberto Mota got 5 outs from the bullpen. Jose Nadal got 2 for Fayetteville in the third inning before giving the ball to Manuel Urias. So a battle of the bullpens in the opening game, and not what every manager wants to start a six-game series, but they'll need starters to go deeper later on in the week. Fastball called a strike on the inside corner. Encarnacion thought it was too far in, but that was right on the corner. Really well-placed fastball by McLean. Woodpeckers tonight have struck out 7 times, also drawn 6 walks. Ryan Johnson is to the plate. And he takes high and in for ball one. Johnson reached on an error, a ground ball that got through Figueroa a third back in the fifth inning. He's also sent 2 fly balls out into center and is 0-3. Elevated fastball again, and it's 2-0. Clean peers in and pitches. Good slider, folds in, strike one. 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for the Peckers, and 3 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for the Woodies. Fastball drifts up and away. Actually, that was the changeup there for McLean at 76, and it's 3-1. Johnson can wait for a good one here. Here's the wind, the delivery, a fastball. He got a good one, and he was just underneath it. Up in the zone at 89 miles an hour. And now the 3-2 payoff is lifted foul down the right side. One out, nobody on. We're in the top of the seventh inning, a close game in the opener. And as we mentioned earlier, a lot of close games in the head-to-head season series as Johnson pops it up on the infield. McLean pointing skyward, gives way to Connor Piotto, first baseman coming forward. He makes the catch just off to the left side of the mound. So two up, two down, but in previous games, you had a 5-4 game that went 10 innings at Segra Stadium on July 29th. That was the game where Bryce Matthews, Ryan Johnson, and Jaron Williams all debuted. First pitch fastball strike into Paz Ferreras. Ryan Johnson hit a home run in that game, but Downey still ended up going on to win, scoring a run top of the 10th and winning 5-4. He also had a 10-inning extra inning game on the 25th. And the opener of that series that the Woodpeckers won 3-2 still stands as their only extra inning win this year. That was the game where Luis Baez had the walk-off single to right field. Here's a hard hit grounder out to short. It's gloved by Cueva, a throw from the cut of the grass, and Paz Ferreras out at first. A 1-2-3 frame for Dylan McLean, and it's time to stretch in Kinston, North Carolina, all level. 3-3 to score when we return.
Take me out of the ball game.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Bottom of the seventh inning, we are all stretched out in Kinston and tied up still, 3-3. JoJo Blackman leads it off and fouls away the first pitch from Manuel Urias. It is nothing and one. Blackman, Bannister, and then Quincy Scott, the 8-9-1 to see Urias here for a second time. He's been pitching since the fourth and has given up one run on three hits and thrown a lot of strikes. One hit by pitch, but no walks. And he's struck out six Wood Ducks in three innings. Delivers a strike to Blackman, and it's 1-1. Three runs on five hits for Fayetteville. Three runs on four hits for Down East. Line drive left side. It's down into left field. And now we'll have identical line scores. Three runs, five hits, two errors per side. Can't get any closer than where we're at tonight. JoJo Blackman, a leadoff single, though, and some good speed. We'll see how aggressive the skipper, Carlos Maldonado, gets down there at third. A single, and here comes Zion Bannister. Bannister has struck out looking and also singled and scored. He stole two bases in the fifth to put himself in position. First pitch from Urias. Change-up strike, and it's 0-1. Ferrer shallow at third, defending against the bunt. Matthews all the way towards the middle from short. A spin and a throw over to first base to check up on Blackman. Woodpeckers will play careful with that go-ahead run down at first base. Down East has led twice. Woodpeckers have never led but come back to erase two deficits. The 0-1 outside. One ball, one strike. No major developments around the league tonight. Fredericksburg has added one run to their lead. They're up 4-1 in the bottom of the sixth out in Salem. A high set by Urias. A peer over that shoulder. Runner bluffs at first. Pop fly behind third. Ferreras drifting into foul territory. Up against the extended warning track, and he took a stab at it, but it landed just beyond his reach. Tried to track that ball over the shoulder and stick the glove up right above his cap, and just wasn't in the right spot. Around the Astros affiliate system tonight, we mentioned that intriguing game in Asheville between the Cyclones and the Tourists. Ryan Clifford is back in town facing some of his former teammates. Break down the box score in that one. The Cyclones up 9-4, so a lot of offense for them as a 1-2 is hacked at by Bannister. He strikes out. Slider tied him up, down and in. And there's the first out for Manuel Urias. One of the returners to the Taurus lineup today was Jacob Melton. He was out with a hamstring for the last couple of weeks. But he has returned in the top prospect tonight, 0-4 with a walk. First pitch swing on a slider low and away to Quincy Scott, 0-1. Miguel Palma today for the Tourist, 4-4. Really good day for him with a double. And Tyler Whitaker is also doubled in his high A debut along with a couple of strikeouts. Good slider placed right on the outside corner. Looked at for strike two by Scott. Scott with a single, a ground out to third, and a strikeout. A 1-for-3 day for the leadoff hitter. He's up for a fourth time. Urias pitches. strikes him out. Slider down near a changeup that was down and in. Quincy Scott. K's for a second time. And there's two gone. Really nice bounce back by Urias after back-to-back after that leadoff single, back-to-back strikeouts for him. And now here's Connor Piotto. Piotto with two walks and an RBI single. First pitch on the way to the lefty. Strike one right down the middle. Ryan Clifford tonight in the lineup, 1-for-3. And his return to McCormick Field with a run. The Cyclones have hit three home runs in that game, but none by Clifford. Actually make it four home runs in that game for the Cyclones. One of their players has two. Ryan Clifford right in the heart of that Brooklyn lineup, batting third and playing over at first base today. So the Mets have him playing a little bit of first base after we saw him primarily in the outfield. Runner moving to second, a pop fly behind home and onto the roof it goes. Strike two to Connor Piotto. Connor Piotto gave the Wood Ducks the lead with a single in the fifth, trying to extend this seventh. 0-2, soft liner up the middle. One hops in front of second, picked up by Matthews, and he stomps on the second base bag to force out the leading runner, Blackman, and end the inning. Fielder's choice closes the seventh. Zeros for both offenses. We're on to the eighth, tied at three on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Top of the eighth inning, tied up 3-3. Identical line scores tonight. Three runs, five hits, two errors per side. Dylan McLean is back out to win. A fly ball is hoisted foul out of play off to the right. In Double A tonight, the Corpus Christi Hooks are on the road in Springfield. And that game is at the end of the fourth inning, and the Hooks lead tonight 6-1. Lofton going. It's a pitch out. The throw down is not in time. He gets in there. Lofton swipes another. Moeller was out of the crouch, ready for that pitch out, and Lofton still had good enough of a break to swipe base number 51. The team's leading base stealer extends his lead atop the group, and Ricardo Bologna a 1-2 count. McLean looks down to second base, steps off, throws that way. Oh, and he just hit Lofton in the side of the helmet. McLean spun around. He threw to second base, and it almost hit Lofton directly in the face. It hit him in the flap of the helmet. Thankfully, Lofton's okay. They have assessed a balk on McLean, and that was almost a freak play. And good thing Lofton had the flap of the helmet protecting him. Line drive yanked foul over the third base dugout. It was so bizarre. Villarreal was covering the bag, and he wasn't expecting a throw, and then McLean just threw it down to the bag. But the go-ahead run now at third for Below with nobody out. And here comes the 1-2 inside on him. 91-mile-per-hour fastball just off target. Two balls and two strikes on Ricardo Below. Hold down East infield, now plays shallow. And here comes the 2-2 pitch. Foul tipped and held on to by Moeller. Ricardo Below strikes out. And key out number one for Dylan McLean to get it back to the top of the lineup. Down East does have bullpen activity. A right-hander is starting to throw. First pitch slider hovers over the plate. Called strike one on Fisher. McLean has thrown 63 pitches to this stage. 37 of them have gone for strikes. The 0-1. Fisher with a ground ball through the right side. That's going to give the Woodpeckers the lead. His third hit of the night. Lofton scores on the single, and it's 4-3 Fayetteville. What a night for Cam Fisher in his third game as a leadoff hitter. Led off on Sunday again tonight. And maybe a role that he can carve out for himself after the departure of Whitaker. Things swirling around at the top a little different. Now it's Bryce Matthews, and the first pitch is down in the dirt. One ball and no strikes on Matthews, who has walked twice and also struck out, flied out to center. He's 0-2. A look down to first where Fisher leads in the 1-0. Lifted foul off to the right and out of play. Corpus Christi tonight in double A, getting a really solid night from Ryan Gusto on the mound. Four innings of one-hit ball, only one earned run allowed. No walks, two strikeouts, and Gusto's dropped his double-A ERA to 3.02. As the pitch comes in, Fisher breaks for second base, slides in safely, and he took off the glove of Villarreal trying to drop the tag. Went feet first into the bag, and it was a short throw that took Villarreal's glove into the path of Fisher sliding in and just knocked the ball out, the glove off as well. So he steals second. And Bryce Matthews in a 1-2 count. Luis Baez on deck. We'll get a chance to hit in the inning, barring the unconventional double play. Matthews fouls it back. And it stays 1-2. Woodpeckers sent Sandro Gastón to the FCL today. Another one of those moves along with the promotion of Tyler Whitaker, so he's no longer with the club. 1-2 down and inside, and it hit Matthews. It clipped him on the back of the right foot, right on the top of that right foot, really. And Matthews down for a moment, wincing in a little pain, but back up to his feet. And it looks like he'll be all right to stay in there and head to first. Third runner of this eighth inning to reach base for the Woodpeckers, first and second with one out. And Luis Baez coming to the plate with a chance to do some major damage late. Two walks and a hit by pitch today as Matthews reaches for a third time and heads up the first base side a little ginger, a little bit of a limp. And that'll be the last pitch thrown by Dylan McLean as well. Carlos Maldonado, the manager, is out of the dugout. He has pointed to the bullpen for the right-hander. and will take the ball from his lefty. Third pitcher out of the bullpen, fourth in the game for Down East, takes over with one out in this eighth inning and inherits runners at first and second. When we come back, we'll tell you about that new arm. Fayetteville has their first lead of the night. It comes late on the RBI single from Fisher. 4-3 the score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Pitching change for Down East. They call upon right-hander Adrian Rodriguez to get the final outs of this eighth inning. One out, 2-1. And the Woodpeckers on top, 4-3. Luis Baez at the plate. And here's the first pitch from Rodriguez. He misses low with a 98-mile-per-hour fastball, and it's 1-0. Big velo coming out of the right hand of Rodriguez. Where's the number 50 on the back of that white Wood Ducks uniform, 6'5", right-hander, originally from New York, a 39th rounder from 2019. Next pitch to Baez, another 98-mile-per-hour fastball lifted into shallow right. Second baseman Villarreal drifts out, makes the catch over the shoulder, and Baez pops out for the second of the eighth. And it turns it over to Garrett Gilmet. RBI single by Cam Fisher into right field, the go-ahead hit. And the question becomes, will the Woodpeckers extend Manuel Urias a little bit further into the eighth inning? He's been really solid tonight, four innings of one-run baseball, with the pitch count starting to get a little bit up there on him. Here's Gilmet, flying the first pitch right side and towards the concourse, foul. An insurance run would go a long, long way here. Multi-run lead with six outs to get feels a little more attainable for the defense, you know, in a road situation. Here comes the 0-1 home, and Gilmet puts it in the air, right field along the line for Scott. He hustles over, crosses foul territory, makes the running catch, flips it into the stands to a kid, and the inning is over. Two left on, but the Woodpeckers take the lead. Cam Fisher's RBI single scores Jackson Lofton. And the Woodpeckers go to the bottom of the eighth, leading 4-3 over Down East on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Woodpeckers will go to their bullpen for a third time tonight. Fourth pitcher used, it's right-hander Austin Temple. He may be asked to get the final six outs as he comes into a save or hold situation here. First pitch slider to the outside to righty Miguel Villarreal, and it is 1-0. Austin Temple been fantastic this year. No record, but a 1.42 ERA in 15 games. Spins a slider outside. The grad student out of Notre Dame, former Jacksonville University, as well as an undergrad, with 12 and two-thirds innings. Spot relief this year, two earned runs, 10 walks, 14 strikeouts. Misses high and in with a fastball, 3-0. Villarreal. And then the 4-5. And there's a strike on a fastball. After that, it'll be Colarco and Figueroa. 4-3 Woodpeckers as the 3-1 comes home, and a slider backs away Villarreal. It's ball four and a leadoff walk to begin the home eighth. And down east has put the tie and run on. It sets up Anthony Colarco, who's he has walked and struck out twice. Both times he struck out was against Urias. Now faces Temple for the first time. And here's the first pitch home, outside. You take Temple's rookie season in 2022 and the four games he pitched with the Woodpeckers, you throw it on top of the 15 games he's pitched this year, and Austin Temple with a career ERA of 2.35 as a professional reliever. Really good stuff ever since he's taken that next step in his baseball career. Four games last year with the Woodpeckers, gave up four runs in 3 1/3, so it wasn't all that standout of a season for him in single A in just brief time, but boy has it been this year. He's been throwing a lot of jams as well, bases loaded spots and spot relief. Slider off the plate outside, it's 2-1. And he hasn't allowed runs. That low ERA extends over a large stretch of games. He has not given up an earned run since all the way back on June 15th. Over the top breaking ball falls into Colarco, and he takes it for a strike, 2-2. The lefty cleanup hitter. Ready for the pitch, runner going. He swings and misses. Guilmette's throw from a knee is offline and not in time. But Colarco strikes out for a third time while Villarreal steals second. So with a two-strike spot there, the manager, Carlos Maldonado, opted to get aggressive. Send Villarreal as the pitch came in. So now it's Glader Figueroa, hit into a double play his first time, rolls the first pitch foul along first base. Fly out to center field in the fourth, and then a strikeout in the sixth. 0-1 count with one out. Woodpeckers on top 4-3, out hitting down East 6-5. Here's the 0-1. Down to the dirt, and a good block to keep it in front by Gilmet. Later, Figueroa, been with Down East all year, playing in his 94th game tonight. Grounds this sharply out to first, fielded by Encarnacion on a knee. Takes it to first, gets the out, and Villarreal advances to third.
Count up and play your first Mike Guns of downtown LaGrange. Slugger, your catcher, Ian Moeller.
And now it's Ian Moeller. Tie and run down at third base. And have to be careful here. Villarreal did attempt to steal home back in the first inning. It resulted in Jake Bloss balking, but he will get aggressive. And Paz Ferreira is holding near third to keep him close. First pitch slider outside. And you also have to be careful with anything you throw low down in the dirt, a breaking ball, anything that kicks away from Gilmet. Even just by a few feet, Villarreal may try and break to the plate and tie this game. The 1-0. Slider gets Moeller to chase to the outside. Good one from Austin Temple. One ball, one strike, trying to hold the 4-3 lead going into the final inning. Here comes the 1-1. Down and outside, blocked by Gilmet. Boy, a huge block as that fastball landed in the left-handed hitter's batter's box. And Gilmet, with a backhand stab at it, just put the leather on it and kept it near the home plate area. So 2-1, two outs. Moeller ready, and the pitch is high and in. We have a little bit of breathing room here. Open base at first, second and first. And here Cueva on deck, who's gone 0-3 today with two strikeouts. 3-1 pitch, and Moeller pops it behind home, foul onto the roof. New baseball in hand. Temple goes to the chest, pitches, and the 3-2 inside. Here's a back pick going to third, but Ferreras behind the bag wasn't ready for it. So Moeller walks. Runners on the corners. That puts the go-ahead run on and will bring Zach Wilkins out to the mound. We've seen plenty of the Fayetteville pitching coach tonight. And he'll go to the hill to talk it over here with Temple Gilmet. Gives us a chance to peek back to the out-of-town scores today. Corpus Christi still up 6-1 in the bottom of the sixth inning. For the hooks today, Will Wagner has a double. Chad Stevens a triple in that game. And Ryan Gusto ended up going five innings of one-run ball. Really good day for Gusto. Drops his AA ERA to 2.95, the former Woodpecker from early in 2022. In Triple A, the Sugar Land Space Cowboys are trying to figure it out, right the ship. They have dropped 10 in a row entering today, but are close to ending that losing skid. They're up 1-0 going to the bottom of the seventh against the Reno Aces, the Diamondbacks affiliate. Back to our game. Daniel Cueva swinging and missing. First pitch fastball, 0-1. Cueva 0-3 with two strikeouts. Faces Temple for the first time, and here comes the 0-1. Swing and a miss on a fastball outside on the high outside corner. And Temple is strike away. Gilmet steps out in front of the plate, gives some signs to the infield. 0-2 with two outs. Temple strike away from the ninth. And here's the 0-2. Check swing on a pitch in the dirt. It was a subtle check swing, and he did not go. Okay. One ball and two strikes. The pitch from Temple, a slider slipped a little bit and missed wide of the plate a little high as well. Tying run at third, and Miguel Villarreal. Ferreira's been by the bag the whole time to keep him close. 2-2 pitch, here it is. Slider crumbles in, strike three. Got him looking on the high outside corner. And Danier Cuevas strikes out for a third time, ending the threat. Austin Temple off the mound holds the lead intact. 4-3 as we go to the ninth. Next on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina. Based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Luis Encarnacion leads off the ninth inning for the Woodpeckers. They lead it 4-3, and they'll have to face the hard-throwing Adrian Rodriguez again in this ninth. First pitch, fastball swung on and missed at 99 miles an hour. Really bringing home the heat. Encarnacion looks for his first hit. He does have a sac fly and a walk. Next pitch, a fastball pops the mid, a check swing, and they say he went 100 that time from Rodriguez. Six-foot-five right-hander Rodriguez runs one inside and got a piece of Encarnacion. He hit him on the wrist. A 100-mile-per-hour fastball. That one's got to hurt. And Encarnacion, who doesn't wear any batting gloves, he doesn't wear any guards, just took one way up and in, and that's the last thing you want is 100 miles an hour coming up near you. Didn't get him flush. It just kind of grazed him on the way by, so he'll make it to first on the hit-by-pitch and catch a break after falling behind in the count. Now it's Ryan Johnson. And first step off. Rodriguez peering over that shoulder, spinning that way, and checking up on Encarnacion. He dives back in safely. And on the offer to Johnson, delivers a center cut strike, 0-1. Ryan Johnson today has reached on an error, but is 0-3 with a pair of flyouts to center and a pop out to first. Next pitch, a little high, 100 miles an hour, and elevated just slightly. Now the 1-1, And Johnson cut through a breaking ball. One ball and two strikes on Johnson. Nobody out in the top of the the ninth inning. Look over that shoulder, and the runner's going. The pitch is lifted into shallow right. Waiting for it is the second baseman drifting out. Villarreal makes the catch, and Encarnacion back to first. Second pop out today for Ryan Johnson to drop him to 0-4. And it brings up Paz Ferreras. Ferreras today 1-4 with a single. First a spin over to first, close. Encarnacion barely steps back in safely. Infield, outfield, straight up. And a foul straight backwards. 0-2. Four runs on six hits for Fayetteville. Three runs on five hits for the Downeast Wood Ducks. And here comes the set and the 0-1. Inside on Ferreras. 1-1. Big League Houston Astros today sent Justin Verlander to the mound in their home game against the Boston Red Sox. Big series there and has AL wild card implications. 1-1 pitch, chopped out towards short, and it took a funny hop on Cueva, gets through him. It rolls out into left center field, and Encarnacion will dive into third safely. It looked like that ball might have hit a clog of dirt or maybe hit the cut of the grass near shortstop, and it took an ugly hop on Cueva, caught him off guard, and got right on through him. So Paz Ferreras makes it aboard safely. There's runners at the corners with one out. And Jackson Lofton to the plate trying to add some insurance. Lofton tonight has walked twice, struck out twice. Stole a base in the eighth inning and scored what's the go-ahead run. Here's the pitch to Lofton. Lone outside, a fastball off target. 1-0. Houston leading tonight 3-0. That game's in the top of the sixth. Justin Verlander looking like his vintage self in that game. As Lofton lifts one along the right field line, Piotto going out. In comes Scott from right field. It lands foul on the extended warning track. Verlander in that game has pitched 5 2/3, one walk, 9 strikeouts. He's nails, no runs, and just 5 hits given up. The Astros, meanwhile, getting a couple of RBIs out of Kyle Tucker, a 2-run home run that came in the first inning for his 25th of the year. Kyle Tucker with a 906 OPS. He's not quite neck and neck yet with Shohei for AL MVP, but has been one of the most valuable players in the AL for sure. 1-1, runner on the go to second, a pump fake. And holding firm at third, Encarnacion. Ferreras down to second base. Official score on that Paz Ferreras ball is a single off that that nasty hop out in front of Cueva. And now the Downeast infield with the force off will start to play shallow. Here's the 1-2. Fastball rides up and outside. Two balls and two strikes on Lofton. 1 out, and Two runs of insurance in scoring position. A curveball drops a little low. A lot of break on that pitch for Rodriguez at 83 miles an hour. You compare that to his 100-mile-per-hour fastball, and that's a big drop-off. But a good take by Lofton on that pitch below the knees. Now a full count with an open base at first. Here comes Rodriguez, and a broken bat line drive to left. It will drop down fair. It scores both runs. Encarnacion Ferreras right behind him, and a two-run single for Jackson Lofton has extended the Fayetteville lead to 6-3. A huge hit to give the Woodpeckers a pair of insurance runs and open up their largest lead of this game. A run in the eighth, two coming home in the ninth. And an exceptional at bat worked by Jackson Lofton. He hit a 99-mile-per-hour fastball. Shallow along the left field line. I think he even broke the bat. But enough to bring both home. And the Woodpeckers three outs away from taking the opener of this series and ending a five-game losing skid here on the road. First a pickoff, throw to first. It's wide. Gets by Piotto all the way to the warning track, and Lofton will get to his feet, go to second. A throwing error by Adrian Rodriguez trying to keep tabs on Lofton. And it's the third down east error of the game. Ricardo Below in an 0-1 count. A walk and a single for him today. And here comes the 0-1. Lofton breaking for third. Outside slider. Throw down the tag. He's under it. Jackson Lofton steals another one. His 52nd of the year. He has stolen two bases today. Swipe second base in the eighth and now third in the ninth. The wheels just keep on churning for Jackson Lofton. And Ricardo Below ready for the 1-1 pitch. Here it comes inside. And that scoots him out of the way. 99 miles an hour from Rodriguez. And even with all the hard stuff, the Woodpeckers have found a way to muster up a rally. 2-1 is called strike two. 100 miles an hour on the gun. Started the inning with a hit by pitch, a 100-mile-per-hour fastball grazing Encarnacion in the arm. Then Ferreras picking up a single on a bad hop towards short and Lofton's base hit. 2-2 pitch, and Below spoils it away. You're looking for the velocity, you know it's coming. You can start that swing early. Woodpeckers have timed it up pretty well. Lofton hit the 99-mile-per-hour fastball below spoiling away that 100-mile-per-hour heater. Here's a 2-2, and it's inside on him. Three balls and two strikes. Ran it in at 101, his hardest pitch yet. Three balls, two strikes with one out. Whole infield playing shallow. Here's the pitch, and he fouls another one away. Rodriguez came home with 99. And all these Fayetteville hitters right now, they're just sitting fastball. It's probably been 90% fastball with Rodriguez. He sprinkled a couple of curveballs in there, but not many. 3-2 pitch. It is high, and Below works a great at-bat. Fouls away a couple of two-strike pitches and turns it into a 7-pitch walk.
Back to the top of the order, left fielder Cam Fisher.
And after that laborious at bat, worked by Below, top of the order, Cam Fisher getting ready to hit the sixth hitter of the inning. They will send the pitching coach, Julio Valdez, out there to have a talk with the entire infield. Fayetteville on top 6-3 and still threatening to add more here in the ninth. Gives us a chance to flash back to the Major League scoreboard where the Astros lead 3-0. and a Tucker two-run home run. And also a Martin Maldonado RBI groundout, six scoreless out of Justin Verlander so far. Blue Jays and Orioles, big AL series tied 3-3 in the bottom of the ninth. Dalton Varsho has a two-run home run in that game for Toronto. Grayson Rodriguez got the start today for Baltimore, struck out five. Atlanta leads the Mets 3-2 in the top of the eighth. Here's the first pitch to Fisher. Up and outside for ball one. Daniel Vogelbach with a two-run home run for the Mets. Marcelo Zuna hit his 27th of the year today, and Eddie Rosario hit his 20th of the year two-run home run. He was named the NL Player of the Week the other day. 1-0 is high. Two balls and no strikes. And Bryce Elder went five innings for Atlanta. Mariners over the White Sox. They fired their general manager today. That was news out of Chicago. Rick Hahn, the GM, and I believe their team president. Fastball up and inside. Been a bad year for the White Sox. 49-76 record. Well out of any playoff hopes. Mariners, the hottest team in baseball right now. 70-55. They're up 4-1, bottom five. 3-0 on Fisher. The pitch from Rodriguez. Over the middle. Comeback strike. Brewers lead the Twins 7-3. Bottom of the sixth inning. Willy Adames hit a two-run home run. His 20th of the year for Milwaukee. Runner going to second. The pitch is high and outside. That's ball four. Cam Fisher walks. The bases are loaded. Long top of the ninth inning favoring Fayetteville. And now it's the manager out of the dugout. That'll be it for Rodriguez. Woodpeckers were able to adjust to the hard fastball. Come up with two singles and draw two walks and a hit by pitch as well to force the hard-throwing right-hander from this game and force the Wood Ducks to make a fourth call to the bullpen and utilize a fifth pitcher in the opener of this series. Not ideal. A lot of pitchers used in this game for both sides. The Woodpeckers distancing themselves late. We'll tell you about the new reliever when we return. 6-3, bases loaded, one out, the top of the ninth for Fayetteville. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Bases loaded in the top of the ninth inning for Bryce Matthews. C.J. Widger has come out of the Down East bullpen and the left-hander pitches. His first one to Matthews in for a strike, 0-1. Two-run single by Jackson Lofton earlier in the inning against Adrian Rodriguez made it a 6-3 game. He then walked below and Cam Fisher to exit the game. And Bryce Matthews trying to really break this thing open the final inning. Next pitch down and outside. C.J. Widger is a 24-year-old left-hander. New Jersey native and a 10th rounder by the Rangers in 2021. He comes into today's relief appearance 2-0 with a 1.20 ERA. 1-1 pitch on the ground to second, picked up by Villarreal. Flipped to second for one, turned to first, and that's a double play. With one out, Down East gets out of it with a big double play and prevents the runaway. Three-run game going to the bottom of the ninth inning. Fayetteville trying to close it down with a win in the opener when we come back.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. JoJo Blackman leads it off. He is the five-hitter, getting it going for Down East. Pardon me, the eight-hitter for Down East here. 8-9-1 against the right-hander Austin Temple. Temple's out for a two-inning save. Came on in the bottom of the eighth and got those three outs. Now they'll ask him to get the final three outs of the game. Spotted two runs in the top of the ninth on a Jackson Lofton RBI, two RBI single. Pitch up and outside, 2-0 on Blackman. JoJo today 1-for-3 with a single back in the seventh. Takes the pitch on the outside corner. Calls a strike. 2-1. And there's strike two on a fastball. Two two, here it is. And called strike three right on the outside edge. JoJo Blackman goes down looking. And for Austin Temple, it's his third strikeout. Here's the pitch to Bannister, and it's up and outside. 1-0. Bannister with a single and two strikeouts today. Fayetteville's held Down East without a run since he scored in the fifth. Slider up and in. 2-0. Next pitch. That turns him away. Fastball off the plate. Three balls and no strikes on Zion Bannister. And there's ball four, just outside. Back to the top of the order, here's Quincy Scott. Tying run still in the on-deck circle to this stage for Down East. Scott today with a single, two strikeouts, and a ground out. Looks at strike one from Temple. Nothing in one. Come on. now the next pitch home. Ground ball off to the right side, backhanded by Encarnacion. Throws to second, but Matthews can't glove it cleanly. Pops out of his mitt, and two runners are on base. Bannister gets to second, and Scott's to first on the fielder's choice. The throw is accurate, a little bit to the right of Matthews. It wasn't too far out of his extension. He did have to put his glove across his body, but I think it was an intentional throw that way to give him a path away from the base runner, and it just clipped off the webbing. And now with the lefty Connor Piotto in, representing the tying run at the plate, he looks at a first pitch breaking ball, strike one. Temple looks down to second, pitches, and Piotto flies it out into center. Lofton has it sized up, drifts to his right, makes the catch, quickly gets the throw down to third and holds the runners. Second out of the ninth inning, and now down east, down to their final chance. Into the right side, Miguel Villarreal. Two outs in the bottom of the ninth. Woodpeckers by three. 6-3 the score. First pitch is high. One ball and no strikes. And there's a slider up and in. 2-0. Austin Temple. It's been fantastic tonight, doing his job back end of the bullpen and trying for his first save of the season. And here's a deep fly hit out in the left center field. Fisher and Lofton converging in the gap, and Lofton runs it down right as he crashes into the wall to seal the game. Austin Temple gets the final six outs of this one, and the Woodpeckers take it by a 6-3 final. Long run for Lofton there in the gap, and as he approached the track, stuck the glove out, speared it from the air, and saved a couple of runs in the process. The Woodpeckers have ended the five-game skid in a good way, a series opening win on the road. We'll talk about it all next, wrap up the final totals on the post-game show right here from Granger Stadium. Stay tuned.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the Team and Stats tab, and click on Press Box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a Listen Live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search PressBox at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Granger Stadium for the final time tonight. This is the Woodpeckers postgame show, and tonight the Woodpeckers hop off the bus, the short hour and a half trip down the road to Kinston, North Carolina, and grab a win. 6-3, the final score. Win number 48 of the regular season for the Woodpeckers. And today they did it behind a big night from Cam Fisher in the leadoff spot, 3-for-5 day, and a run in the top of the eighth that gave them the lead. Couple more runs of insurance in the top of the ninth. And they take their eighth win of the season against the Down East Wood Ducks in the head-to-head season series. We'll lead the series by a game tomorrow, one game to none. 6 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors, the final line total tonight for Fayetteville. 3 runs, 5 hits, and 3 errors for Down East. It was Jackson Lofton's big 2-run single in the ninth that helped add some insurance, but the go-ahead hit was Cam Fisher in the eighth inning. His RBI single made it 4-3, and the Woodpeckers showed a lot of resilience tonight, falling behind 2-0 early, tying the game with a 2-run third, which included a bases-loaded walk to Garrett Guilmette and a sack fly Luis Encarnacion. Gave up a run in the bottom of the fifth, but then tied the game again in the sixth with a sack fly from Luis Baez. Contributions all over the card today. RBIs from Cam Fisher, Baez, Guilmette, and Encarnacion, along with Lofton. 5 different Woodpeckers driving in at least 1 run to take the 6-3 final. And great stuff from Austin Temple out of the bullpen as well. He continues to be a run stopper. He has not given up a run since June and continued it today with 2 innings of scoreless baseball and recording his first single-A save. 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. The win goes to Manuel Urias, striking out 8 Wood Ducks over 4 innings and allowing just 1 earned run across that and 4 hits in total. Final time of game, 3 hours and 2 minutes, in front of a Granger Stadium crowd of 931. With that, we turn the page to tomorrow, game 2 of the series. The Woodpeckers are expected to roll out lefty Trey Dombrowski. He's 4-9 with a 4.14 ERA, and of course the big story surrounding Trey is him closing in on the all-time strikeout record in a single season, approaching Sean Dubin's record of 132 back during the 2019 season. Right-hander Aiden Curry, one of Down East's best, on the mound tomorrow, 6-3 with a 2.37 ERA. First pitch at 7 o'clock. I'll be on the air with you at 6:50 for the Woodpeckers pregame show as we gear up for first pitch in game number 2 of this series, game number 116 of the regular season. Thanks again so much for being with us tonight, everybody. Fayetteville with the 6-3 final over Down East. Big thanks to Colin Casey tracking the action in Fayetteville. You'll hear him on Saturday and Sunday take over the call here in Kinston. I'll be with you for the next 3 nights through Friday. A big thanks to all of our listeners as well. Thanks for tuning in. Your exclusive home for Woodpeckers baseball this week right here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. And glad to have you aboard for the radio call tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow from Kinston and Granger Stadium, everybody. Fayetteville ends the skid. They win it tonight, 6-3 in the opener against the Wood Ducks. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball live in Kinston, North Carolina, on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Have a wonderful rest of your Tuesday, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.